snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the stars and stripes from sea to shining sea. Happy 243rd birthday, United States of America! Tanks, flyovers, and fireworks. The stage is set for July 4th spectacle in D.C. Our very own President Trump is sparing no expense for the Salute to America celebration in Washington on July 4th, including flyovers by the famed Blue Angels, two Super Hornet F-18s, four Apache helicopters, B-2 bombers, two F-22 fighters, and tanks. Boys and girls will get a rush from the rumble of a legion of M1A1 Abrams tanks roaring down Constitution Avenue, along with brand new Sherman tanks. Salute to America will honor each of the nation's five service branches with music, military demonstrations, multiple flyovers, and the biggest ever fireworks, according to POTUS. It's gonna be huge! Huge! After Trump speaks, John Stamos will take to the mic to host America's official 243rd birthday party with performances by the Grammy Award-winning legend Carole King, Vanessa Williams, Colby Calais, the National Symphony, and the one and only Muppets. Raj just melts for Miss Piggy. God bless America! What could be more American than shopping, consuming, buying? Well, Raj hates to shop, but Costco is closed for the 4th. But here are some stores and restaurants staying open for Uncle Sam and you. 7-Eleven, Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, Burlington Coat Factory, CVS, Dillard's, Dollar General, Food Lion, Home Depot, JCPenney, Kroger, Lowe's, Macy's, Meijer, Neiman Marcus, Office Depot, and Office Max, Old Navy, PetSmart, Public, Sam's Club, Save-A-Lot, Sears, Stein Mart, Stop & Shop, Target, TJ Maxx, Trader Joe's, Ulta Beauty, Walgreens, Walmart, Wawa, Wegmans, Whole Foods Market, and Winn-Dixie. And now, a word from an American hero of lunch.
America made the hot dog famous. Oscar Meyer gave it diggity.
Hot diggity dog, diggity.
What you do to me? Oscar Meyer is hot dog diggity.
Are you sure an Oscar Meyer wiener? Dog diggity. That's what I totally like to be. Ooh, hot diggity dog, diggity. Ooh, what you do to me? I wish I were an Oscar Meyer wiener.
America's number one.
Hot diggity dog.
I like onions, relish, pickles. I like it all. I like a Chicago hot dog on a sunny day. That's my jam. Welcome back, folks. And now for some wacky facts about the 4th. Fact. Only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. John Hancock and Charles Thompson, Secretary of Congress. Most of the others signed on August 2. What the deuce, democracy? Fact. July 4th wasn't deemed a federal holiday until 1870, almost 100 years after our nation's founding. Fact. Americans consume around 155 million hot dogs on the 4th of July each year. They also spend 92 million on chips, 165 million on watermelon, and 342 million on beer. And yes, I rounded up and down. Fact. The Macy's 4th of July fireworks show is believed to be the biggest fireworks show of all. The Macy's show, which has been blasting off over New York City's East River for more than 40 years, includes more than 75,000 individual shells and costs the clothing retailer an estimated $6 million. Fact! The 4th of July celebration is one of the busiest weeks in America's emergency rooms, averaging 12,900 fireworks-related injuries during the week of July 4th. And now, for a very special all-American edition of Polly's Poetry Corner, celebrating our beloved national anthem. According to the American Battlefield Trust, one of the cultural landmarks to emerge from the War of 1812 was the penning of the Star-Spangled Banner by 35-year-old Washington, D.C. journeyman poet Francis Scott Key. Key wrote the words to a poem on the back of an envelope, originally entitled The Defense of Fort McHenry, after watching the British naval bombardment of the Baltimore stronghold the evening of September 13th through the 14th, 1814. To Roger's surprise, there are actually four verses to the national anthem. Key's brother-in-law, Judge Joseph A. Nicholson, arranged the words to a popular tavern tune, To Anacreon in Heaven, written by British songwriter John Stafford Swift. We just can't escape our British roots now, can we? President Herbert Hoover, on March 3rd, 1931, signed the law making the Star-Spangled Banner the official national anthem of the United States. Let's take pause for some peerless patriotism. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Bigsby, and this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Rog Bigsby.